Exclusive, Kimberly Fletcher, Moms Urge Senate to Confirm Trump's Nominees. By Kimberly Fletcher on January 22, 2025. The Senate has begun holding confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's nominees, and moms are cheering them on. We've had 4 years of beet inflation driving up the cost of groceries. DEI hires coming before the good of the country. Weaponized prosecution of parents, and a massive cover-up job for a failing and unfit president perpetrated by the media and the DC establishment. We are ready to start cleaning up and getting things done in Washington. As the head of the fastest-growing organization of conservative women, Moms for America, I talk with moms across the country every week. They are thrilled with Trump's nominees and are urging the Senate to confirm them. Ordinary Americans want to see strong leadership working to make key governmental organizations great again. Here are some of the top concerns we hear from moms and why they support some of the most talked about nominees. Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, has faced lots of manufactured controversy. A veteran and a strong Christian, Hegseth has won the trust of many Americans. Many moms are confident he can lead this critical arm of the administration. And they are not the only ones. People far from the stereotypical suburban mom recognize that Hegseth has a track record that shows he can effectively lead the Department of Defense. Any reasonable American knows that when it comes to national defense, race and gender are not what matter. The Biden administration's focus on DEI has weakened our military and tarnished our reputation around the world. It's not too late to get back on track, and moms believe Hegseth is the man to do it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services won him many votes, especially from moms. It was an online movement of mothers that boosted the hashtag MAHABuzz, which stands for Make America Healthy Again, in case you have been living under a rock. RFK Jr. may have once been a Democrat like the rest of his famous family, but he has put partisan politics aside to try to fix some of the biggest problems our country faces. Mothers are the ones most often tasked with choosing groceries for their families, caring for infants and toddlers when they are sick, going to doctor's appointments, and deciding whether or not to get toothpaste with fluoride. Many moms, like Makila, don't know who to trust when it comes to their children's health because the so-called experts are advising them to go against common sense and a mom's intuition. In so many ways, the MAHA movement has vindicated moms who do not want contaminants in our food supply and healthcare dictated by Big Pharma. Tulsi Gabbard. The mainstream media likes to amplify calls for strong women in leadership. Now that we have one nominated for Director of National Intelligence? Nothing but crickets from the MSM. Gabbard's nomination is especially important because America faces serious threats. 4 years of bad policy has left our nation vulnerable. Moms want a strong and trustworthy person to advise the president on matters of national intelligence. Gabbard is just the person for the job. With more than 2 decades of military service, including in the Middle East, Gabbard knows that the need for accurate intelligence is more than just an abstract concept. She knows that military intelligence determines the safety of our fellow Americans at home and abroad. Like RFK Jr., Gabbard, who was a Democrat congresswoman, has demonstrated an ability to put the good of the country over party politics. Kash Patel. Kash Patel, nominated for director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has vowed to bring transparency back to one of our most important institutions. Americans watched in horror over the years of Trump's first presidency when the FBI was turned into a political pawn, investigating the president and weaponizing our government for partisan purposes. For the government bureaucrats in D.C. upset about Patel's nomination, maybe it's the title of his book that has them uneasy. Patel wrote Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and The Battle for Our Democracy, detailing the corruption he witnessed. As long as they are not part of the swamp, they should have nothing to fear with Patel's nomination, since he has demonstrated that he is highly qualified for the role. In the coming weeks, the United States Senate has an important task: to consider and confirm President Trump's nominees. Moms for America urges our senators to listen to their constituents and speed along the process of confirming the nominees who will succeed in restoring the republic and making America great again. Kimberly Fletcher is the founder, president, and CEO of Moms for America.